This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A Colorado artist says the town of Vail canceled her residency after someone complained about a painting she made commenting on the war in Gaza. CPR's Eden Lane has the details.
Lakota artist Danielle Seawalker's Vail residency was canceled after community objections about her unrelated artwork titled G is for Genocide, which she says draws parallels between the genocide experienced by Native Americans and the current situation in Gaza.
You know, I don't align myself with any particular extremist group or choosing sides in a political way. I'm just an artist wanting to put art out into the world.
Town officials said in a written statement that they canceled Seawalker's residency because they didn't want to use public funds to support any position on a polarizing geopolitical issue. A talk with the artist put on by the Vail Symposium is still scheduled for June 19th. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
A $100 million five-year plan is underway in Colorado to create one of the longest urban trails in the country. The Highline Canal crosses four counties in Metro Denver. The Highline Canal Conservancy is working to preserve it for recreation. Leslie Brown is on the Conservancy's Northeast Advisory Committee.
I just fell in love with it, honestly, because I'm like, why do you have to drive all the way to the mountains when there's this beautiful nature trail right in our backyard?
The trail will be 71 continuous miles. And this is CPR News and KRCC at 8:06.